1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It's the Signature 6.
Signature 6.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
All right, it's time for the Signature 6 at 6. Number 1, a Catholic-centered prayer and meditation app called Hallow has raised $12 million in funding, a sign of confidence that the interest in the religious-based technology will continue even as churches begin to reopen. You know, that did really well. The population of Hallow grew sevenfold while people were kept out of the churches because of COVID-19, but they're still raking in the money, so they hope to grow. Number 2, are you ready to go to Europe? Are you guys ready to go to Europe?
No.
I'd love to.
I'm going. I would love to, but not ready.
You're not ready to fly?
No, not even travel right now.
Really? No kidding. Are you vaccinated?
I only have one shot, so once I'm fully vaccinated, then we'll talk.
Once you're fully cooked, well, pent-up demand is creating United Airlines some opportunities. They're going to fly 3 new seasonal routes to Europe as the carrier tries to capitalize on destinations now open to Americans to fly. One is Reykjavik in Iceland. The other is Dubrovnik in Croatia. And then the third one, I think, is Greece. But the one from Reykjavik is going to fly direct from Chicago. The others are from D.C. and Newark. But you can fly direct now to Reykjavik from Chicago on United Airlines, or at least that's the case, I think, in July, and then they're going to wrap it up on October 3rd. Number 3, ComEd wants to hike Illinois electricity rates by $51 million. Citizens groups are opposing that. The increase would raise the average consumer residential, by 20 cents a month. Kevin, what do you think the average electric bill is for ComEd customers in the area?
Oh, like per month? $120.
Mary?
$150.
Lauren?
I'll take $1, Bob.
You win, Lauren. No, it's $83 a month. So they say it's the first rate increase request for the last 4 years. Number 4, it was a rough first quarter for Allstate. Estimated tax losses are at $466 million. One wind and hailstorm last month accounted for more than half of the losses for them. Arlington Heights, number 5, trustees have voted to scale down a plan to revamp an area of downtown. They call it Arlington 425. They're still going to put up 3 buildings, a mixed-use residential and commercial area, but instead of 361 units, it's going to be down to 319 units. They hope to break ground and get things going fairly quickly. And number 6, McDonald's is trading the McMuffin for a croissant. Walmart is taking its in-store dining experience upscale, announcing a pilot partnership with the Madeleine French Bakery and Cafe just after McDonald's said it would close hundreds of restaurants inside Walmart's. The French Express prototype will get its start in Texas, where we all know croissants are very popular. All right, we're going to talk to Ian Scher from CNET coming up in just a couple of minutes, but right now, here's Mary.